Nina Kawar's studio is the former principal's office of Marshall High School, but her artwork gives the room the air of a science lab. Here, against the natural light pouring in through a wall of windows, Kawar makes eerie, twisted, bone-like sculptures from porcelain. At first glance, you wonder what creature these could have come from. But step close to look at the stains, crevices, and fractures. There are human stories here.
I found that I was interested in our understanding of ourselves and maybe often the difficult times we go through and how that helps us become a stronger individual.
Kawar is in her early 30s, but she feeds her art with a dozen years of independent starts and stops, detours and U-turns, and all the reflection that comes from them.
The work is starting to get to a place where it's making you question maybe life, hopefully growth, maybe yourself. In some ways, I've been starting to look at them as reminders of the emotions and those feelings that we go through in life.
Kawar grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin, with two older brothers, an American mother, and Palestinian father. With her family's blessing, she was just 18 when she set off on her own for San Diego. She got married just a few years later, but found herself outgrowing the relationship. She started college and moved back home to explore her fascination with the material of sculpture: plaster, metal, wax and clay, woodworking, and welding.
And oh boy, did that open my eyes. I was already at a place where I was having quite a bit of trouble in my marriage. And it was a release, you know, it was an expression of myself.
In art school, Kawar's work explored skin and flesh, at times in the form of room-sized installations. But after receiving her master's in fine art from Clemson and ending another relationship, she found her studio in Marshall and developed the core of her current work. Until this conversation, she hadn't made a conscious connection of the artistic evolution from skin to bone.
There's something there in a spiritual realm that I'm trying to reach towards. And how do you do that in form? You know, how do you explain that through material? If you look at the forms, there's places that are broken, or there's cracks or scars. But those fractures don't leave us completely broken.
That reflects a bedrock of resilience and positivity Kawar said she learned from her grandmother. Through breakups, job losses, and the death of her cat, Kawar largely processed and healed all on her own. She allows that there's both a spiritual lightness and a hardening that come through in her artwork. Kawar first shapes and carves at the porcelain, then after one firing, she'll pry into it with Dremels to open up any cracks that develop. She then refires the sculpture to harden and whiten it, and pushes a wire brush into the pores to lend texture. She then scrubs over it with that same brush to stain parts of the surface.
I do believe there's something beyond me and my intelligence or knowledge that comes through in this work, in hopes that sharing this work with the public will help others in some ways as it has for me in making it.
A financial grant from a friend freed her to focus on her art over the past year. Now, as she's stepping back into part-time work, she hopes to find another detour that lifts her art to a new place.
I'm turning another leaf in my life right now. Even this last 2 years or year and a half I've spent on this work, I've begun to heal and to find myself again and hear my own voice. And perhaps I'm ready to find some more balance in my life.
Several of Kawar's recent sculptures are part of a group exhibition on view through February 23rd at Blue Spiral Gallery in downtown Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.